Welcome back. We're up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Shavias. The Mishnah begins by talking about another location in Eretz Yisrael called Syria. Syria is interesting because of the fact that when it was conquered to be part of Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't really conquered properly as part of the rest of the land, but rather it was what was defined as a kibush yachid, that David HaMelech, when he conquered the land, he did it through his own initiative, and since it was a kibush yachid, it was not considered halachically part of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore in terms of Shemitah, there were differences from the rest of the land. And we'll see that in some ways Syria is like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and in some ways it's not like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So let's begin Mishnah Beis. Osin v'salosh v'Syria. So two more pieces of background. So there are two types of way that we can deal with Shemitah produce. One is we can pluck them off, or we can utilize them when they're attached to the ground. And then the other is to make use of them when they are plucked, and then when they're already taken off from their branches. And so that's essentially going to be the breakdown of the differences in terms of what we do in Syria. So again, Osin Besalash Besuria, we can process the detached Shemitah produce in Syria in the regular normal way. Even though this is an Isser Derabanan in the land of Israel, when it comes to Syria, it's totally permissible. They're more lenient there than in Eretz Yisrael. Avalo v'mechubar. But if the produce was attached to the ground, so you can't go ahead and process this produce that's attached in the usual manner, because this is something that is seemingly midoraisa from a Torah perspective that's forbidden in Syria, so therefore in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore in Syria it's going to be Nisar Derabanan. Okay, so again, processing is okay, even in a regular manner, as long as it is detached, but if it's attached, then you have to do it in an irregular way, and then seemingly it will be okay as well. Then Dushan Vizoran Vidorchin of Uma Amrin. So what are some examples of things that would be allowed? So says the Mishnah, we are allowed to thresh and winnow the grain, and we can crush the grapes, and we can gather the produce in the regular manner that we normally would in the land, in the town, in the city of Syria, because these things are usually done with things that are detached from the ground. Avalo kotrin, velo votrin, velo moskin, but we can't harvest grain or grapes or olives in like the regular usual manner that it was normally done. We can't do this in Syria because this is normally done with attached produce, so you couldn't do this. Seemingly, I guess you could do it though if you did it in an abnormal way, but in the regular way, you cannot do it. Klalamar, Rabbi Kiva says a general rule: Kol shaka yotzei bo mutar be'eretz Yisrael osin oso b'Syria. Any avoda, any type of work that was done that was permissible in the land of Israel, according to biblical law during the Shemitah year, which specifically we're talking, most likely talking about produce that was detached from the ground. So any of this Torah prohibition stuff of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to be performed in an unusual way in Syria, even according to the rabbis. So again, just to clarify, so Rabbi Kiva says that any sort of halacha that's asur midoraisa from a Torah prohibition, it's prohibited as long as you do it in an unusual way. The rabbis would even say that that's okay in the land of Syria. Okay, now Mishnah Gimel. Bitzalim sheyardu aleim geshamim mitzimchu. If you have onions that were picked in the sixth year and they were nice, beautiful onions, but then you decided to replant them, which is prohibited, you decided to replant them in the seventh year during Shemitah, and then it rained on them and they grew even more. Imhayu ha'alin shalahem shechorin asurin. So the halacha is as follows. So if the leaves became like really dark green that popped out of the ground, which clearly shows that they got nutrients out of the ground of during the Shemitah year, so they're going to be prohibited to be eaten, or they're going to be prohibited as far as the same as other Shemitah produce, because they seemingly got some nutrients from the ground. Hariku hare ilumutarn, but when it comes to a situation when the leaves were like pale and they weren't really clearly getting nutrients from the pail. So they weren't getting nutrients from the ground. So therefore, they're going to be considered permissible. They're not treated like Shemitah produce. But Rabbi Chanina ben Antigno. So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigno has a stringency that it brings. If the onions are able to be plucked from the ground by their leaves, which shows that the leaves are clearly very strong, so in that case, so that it's going to be usher to make use of them if they were planted during the Shemitah year, because clearly they took strong roots, and that would not be allowed. And then finally, in the opposite case, where the onions grew during the Shemitah, and then they grew after Shemitah as well, and you replanted them after the Shemitah year, so can they become repermissible? Meaning, we had an onion originally that grew in the sixth year that was permissible, then you planted it in the seventh year, and then it had all these issues. So what if you take the onion that was planted in the seventh, that grew in the seventh year, and you planted it in the eighth year? So can it become permissible now and not have the same level of Kedusha Shavias? So yes, says the Mishnah, is exactly the case. You can do that. If you do that and during the eighth year, replant it, then it's going to not have that same level of Kedusha Shavias anymore. No need to be concerned whatsoever. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.